On Wednesday, the Sutherland Institute, a nonprofit organization from Salt Lake, will support an address to Utah's Congress by alcohol policy and safety researcher James Fell as he proposes changing Utah's laws concerning legal blood alcohol levels. Earlier this year, a National Public Safety Board advised all states to consider lowering their legal blood alcohol level from 0.08 to 0.05%. Derek Monson, Director of Public Policy at the Sutherland Institute, discusses the reasons why the Sutherland Institute is advocating this change for Utah.
Once you hit this 0.05 level, there is significant impairments on driving abilities. You know, we'd like to have them have an ability to process information quickly, you know, to have their reflexes respond as quickly as possible when something crazy happens, like they get cut off in traffic or somebody quickly hits their brakes or whatever.
Monson also talks about what this change would mean for those who do drink.
The fact is that this change would not make it illegal for people to go out and drink in most situations and then drive. It would make it illegal for them to go out and drink heavily or solely consume alcohol and then go drive. But that's exactly why we have controls on alcohol.
If considered for legislation, Utah would be the first state to take the National Safety Board's advice that all states lower the legal blood alcohol level to 0.05%. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.